He cautions aspiring creators to be patient and to think in terms of years and decades rather than trying to capitalize on immediate, fleeting trends. The first section also includes valuable advice on the mechanics of the creative process. Holiday recommends taking time before the work begins for what he calls a drawdown period, a time to put the work aside and just think, exploring the project from every angle before actually engaging with it. He also discusses the importance of testing, which is especially important for entrepreneurs who might be creating an entirely new product. Finally, he offers the reader some questions they need to ask themselves during the creative process, like, who is this product for? Or, what problem does this product solve? The second section is positioning. It deals primarily with preparing to introduce a new work or product into the world. During this section, Holiday counsels the reader to use this time for editing, polishing, and perfecting the project. He reminds the reader that while they are ultimately the final arbiter of the quality of their product, they must accept the advice and feedback from others, like editors, publishers, or agents. Accepting feedback, even when it is harsh or unpleasant, is necessary because without it we might never make the hard decisions necessary to take a project from merely good to one that is perennially good. Holiday takes time during this section to describe a technique he calls one sentence, one paragraph, one page. This is an exercise in which the creator tries to illustrate his or her goal, first in one sentence, then in one paragraph, and finally in one page. In this way, the creator can better answer some of the questions from the first section, especially what the product is and what category it fits into. This understanding helps the creator direct his or her efforts towards a specific goal and helps ensure that what is ultimately produced is in line with what the creator intended. Finally, he offers advice for pitching a project, which involves finding a way to distill the appeal of the project into something short and comprehensible. The third section is marketing. It includes some of the strategies Holiday has used in his career to acquire media attention and translate that attention into sales. Holiday is skeptical of traditional media. The constant grind of interviews, press releases, and articles, in his mind, does not translate to perennial success. Word of mouth is the best advertising in Holiday's mind. After that, the best strategy is to earn media attention through a combination of free giveaways, newsjacking, and publicity stunts. For a perennial seller, it is necessary to allow marketing pressure to build organically, at which time the creator should exploit it for maximum exposure. Newsjacking, as Holiday describes it, is, quote, the process by which